Subject: daughter is the one blind. Dear Stephen Shirley, help me. My daughter started dating this guy 2 years ago, and he was a perfect young man, or so we thought. They go to the same Christian college, and they would go to Bible study together, and we were very active in different Christian organizations on the campus. The problem is, for the past 6 months, this guy constantly said that he has a terminal illness and nothing is wrong with him. He goes to the emergency room at least once a week, and they say nothing is wrong with him. He thinks that he has ALS, Crohn's disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, losing his eyesight, and his hearing. Nothing is wrong with this boy. His family does not want him around because of how he's acting. He says his fingers are shrinking and he can't hold anything, but he can still play video games for hours. My daughter is the only one that tolerates his foolishness, but in return, he mistreats her and talks to her like she's nothing. She swears that God told her not to walk away from him because he's gonna change for the better. We haven't seen him since February, when my husband almost beat him down. My daughter, who has always been on the principal's list and honor roll, is now fighting to keep her scholarship. She went from a 3.9 to a 2.8. This is not like her. He's worrying her so bad. I've been praying, and I know my God will step in. Her excuse is that she doesn't want to be alone and doesn't want to start all over again. I told her that God has bigger and better things in store for her, but she doesn't hear me. As a mother, I feel like it's my job to protect my daughter, but what can I do if she insists on staying with him? Please help. I mean, here's a perfect example. People ask us all the time, do we make these letters up? No, we can't make stuff like this up. How do we do that? I mean, this guy has some issues here. I don't know if they're the serious medical kind of issues, if he's on drugs, if he has some sort of chemical imbalance, if he's bipolar, hypochondriac. I don't know what's wrong with him. I'm definitely not a doctor, but something is wrong with him. And yes, when your children are young and dependent, you must protect them. Of course, you're their parents. You brought them into this world. But your daughter is grown. She's a grown woman. And I have to tell you, the more you talk against this so-called man of hers, that just pushes her closer and closer to him. Mm-hmm. She's going to think you're wrong and he's right. So you have to come up with a different approach. Don't talk against him so much. Just, you know, she can't do it, because it's just going to push her closer and closer together to this guy, to his crazy butt.
Calm down, Steve. Yeah. Calm down, brother. Yeah. Your turn coming.
Yeah. So, you know, you just can't do that. You absolutely cannot talk against him. I mean, the father tried with the trying to beat him down. You can do it, but it's just going to push her closer. Steve?
Well, get ready to get close. See,
she's going to stay with him. Well,
see, what I ain't
say it again, boy.
I'm not, you can get ready to get close, because what I'm not finna do is talk up this little damn idiot.
Talk him up.
By the care that you go to the Christian college, the devil down there too. They would go to Bible study together. They very active in different Christian organizations on the campus. Yada, 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 yada. They might as well have went to Prairie View or something.
Hell no.
You could have been crazy as Carla. Sitting up
that
in here talking about y'all down at Bible study and all this here. Nobody care.
What?
All these Christian activities and everything. Sitting up here with this fool, think something wrong with him. At the emergency room once a week. Talking about he got some damn ALS. I don't even know what that is. Is that Alzheimer's or something?
What is ALS?
We have to look that up.
Let me get it. Keep going. I got it.
Crohn's disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, losing his eyesight and his hearing. This blind, nutty, no-hearing-ass boy sitting up in here talking about his fingers is shrinking. You know, baby hand having sitting up in here. And what is you dating this sick-ass boy for anyway? He got high blood. He can't have a damn donut. He's sitting up in here, he can't see good, he can't hear no more. Got to be losing these video games. If you can't hear and see playing a video game, you're in trouble.
That's that Luke Gaines disease.
It's Garrix.
Luke Gaines. Sitting up in here with all these damn diseases. Who got all that? Who the hell you know got all that? Does not want him around because now he acting. Tommy act. He say his fingers is shrinking, he can't hold nothing. That's definitely Tommy. but he can play video games for hours. My daughter is the only one that can tolerate his foolishness. You let his hands keep on shrinking, he ain't gonna be able to button his shirt in a minute. Sitting up in here, man, sitting up in here, got sugar, got Crohn's. Ain't no, I don't know what that means. What that means? Sugar is diabetes.
Yeah, intestinal.
He got something wrong with his stomach.
Crohn's is intestinal.
Intestinal.
Okay, so.
Should have knocked his ass out. Even if the boy swings back, he got a little ass hand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.